Saturday morning huddle continues on Mix 101.7 with some East Sac talk and Coach Eric McCullough. Raiders victorious 62-27 at home against Shenandoah last night. And Coach, we were talking about the offensive outburst a little bit beforehand. Sounds like your best game as you've been coaching for a while, I know, but the 62 points, 657 total yards, and three guys rushing for over 100 yards. Quite an accomplishment that you put forth on the field last night.
It was, Ryan, and I think it kind of goes back, we've talked about every week, is the group of running backs we have and be able to rotate them through, and you're never quite sure who's going to come out and have that night. And last night we had several guys, you know, if you look at the stat sheet, but three of them standing out over 100 yards, and a couple of those were basically big runs coming in the fourth quarter. And the game was still kind of tight then, and for them to just kind of explode there, it was fun to see, and definitely that fourth quarter was we were able to kind of put that away.
Ethan Nissen, Garrett Bruce, and Marcus Green all eclipsed 100 yards rushing and combined for five of your touchdowns. And a fast start as you scored the first four touchdowns of the game, and by four different players rushing it in.
We did, Ryan, and that's I think jumping out early, and we kind of, you know, we told the kids we show up last night, and we come out and do the little things, and we could have this game in control, and we did. We were able to get a couple punts, and then on that, we scored. Marcus Green scored with 8:56 left in the first, and then Colt Wells scored the minute 52, and then we went to kickoff. Ryan, and then our kicker kind of caught us toe in the grass, kicked the ball right up in the air. We were able to recover an onside kick, sort of scoring that third touchdown and go up 21-0. Bruce scored on a 2-yard run with a minute 25 left, and then to put that other one on early in the second quarter, it was big and going to halftime up 28-7.
And just before halftime, Shenandoah finally gets on the board, and they wind up making it a one-score game with 8 minutes and change to go in the fourth quarter. In between all that, Ethan scores on a 69-yard run, but got a little too close for comfort in the second half.
It did, Ryan. And, you know, we come out, we want to try and do some things offensively because we have been so strong in the run game. We want to try and throw the ball a little bit and try and have some success there. And that put us in some tough spots. And then, of course, you know, you get some penalties that kind of come along with that. And then we had a missed snap on a punt that went over our punter's head the one time that we punted, and set them up for short yards there in that late in that third quarter and in the fourth. And when they were able to score, and we were only up 35-27 at one time. And, you know, you start thinking about those district points and where we're at in our district and still undefeated, we'll make sure you get those points. So in case it comes down to a tiebreaker, and it's 17 points. So we were trying to drive down, at least get those. And as you see the stats, and we had a couple guys just break some big plays with Nissen on a 53-yard touchdown run and Marcus Green on a 60-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. And Ashinger broke a 21-yarder. And at that point, you know, where we're kind of trying to put our JV together because we weren't quite sure how it was going to go, Ryan, and we were able to stop them and then had great field position in the process. We're going to kind of run one dive play with our offense and then kind of switch out our young kids. And Derek Ashinger just ran hard, made a couple cuts, some jukes, and he scored on a 51-yard touchdown run there with a minute 43 left in the fourth. And it was great to see, you know, our young back even kind of come out, and he had a good night too.
So those four fourth quarter touchdowns helped you pull away. And defensively, anything or anyone you want to comment on? Reed Vondrak, I see 10 tackles, 9 assists, had 1.5 for loss. Brandon Clare had a quarterback sack. Anything you want to mention there?
Yeah, Sebastian Peck had 6 solos, 6 assists. He had an interception and also a fumble recovery.
Yep.
Charlie Langner, he made some huge tackles for us when Shenandoah might have broke out or had a long pass, and then Charlie, using his speed, able to catch those, and he had 6 solos and 4 assists. James King had 6 solos, 2 assists, and Alex Gurdis had a great game at defensive line. He had 2 solos, 4 assists, and 2 tackles for loss. And Derek Asher had a solo and 3 assists. And as you look at a lot of other guys with some tackles there. But it was just kind of good to see. You know, you want to get that win, Ryan, and we put a lot of points on the board. But be able to, like last week, win that overtime game, and I think we're still kind of a little bit of an emotional drag. And then you come out this week, and we're only ahead 35-27. I think it was just a really dangerous team in our district. And we have a timeout and kind of the quarter break there, and you talk to your offensive line and what's working, what are they doing. And they just kind of look at it and they say, Coach, let's pound the middle. Let's run off tackle. Let's get back to that. And then they made things happen. And I just don't think we can say enough about our big guys up front and be able to read those, and then our backs, be able to guys we rotate through. And then our defense, I mean, they run that option, and then we're hitting us on some pass plays, and they made adjustments, made plays, and we did some good things last night, and some things challenged us, and it was good to see the kids respond.
A historic night for an Eric McCullough coach team, piling up the points and yardage. They were many, and a 62-27 win over Shenandoah, still unbeaten in 2A District 7, and off to Clarinda next Friday. Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on another one in the win column, and we'll talk again soon.
That's great. Thanks, Ryan.